Those of us who came to the Good Friday service, I'm sure that went home with a kind of a somber attitude. We contemplated our God, who had taken flesh and became one of us, nailed to the cross. It's a natural feeling to feel compassion for someone in such a suffering. But what is more important is asking ourselves, why did he suffer? And we all know the answer. To make it possible for you and me to establish a deep relationship with our God, to open the way to heaven, the very beginning, something happened that broke that relationship with God, with humanity. And Jesus, the Son of God, taking our human body, comes, suffers his passion, death, and then there is the resurrection. He is alive. He is risen. This is the good news that today, tomorrow and the day after, we have to proclaim to the world. Jesus died, suffered, but that's not the end. He died in order to rise and give us a new hope, to make possible our relationship with God. Try to think the excitement that you experienced in your heart, perhaps the day you met your lover, and that the relationship meant so much to you, and you couldn't wait for the day when your boyfriend would ask the famous question, would you marry me? How excited were you when you went home that day? How excited am I when God tells me, tells you, I love you? And he dies on the cross for me and for you. And we have heard Friday, Good Friday, how Jesus suffered. That's how valuable we are to God. How do I respond to that love of God? How often do I think of God as a person who wants to be part of my life? We don't have much to give him, but he has everything. everything to give us that gives meaning to our life. Without that meaning, our life on earth would be meaningless. Yeah, we may have some fun, and then? What is it that really gives meaning to my life? Could I point to a person called God, called Jesus Christ, who showed his love for you and me, not by words, not by wishful thinking, but giving his life, and to give us hope, he rose. He overcame death. How alive is Christ in my life? Is he someone whose name I know? Or is he someone that makes a difference in my life? That gives meaning to my life? How often do I find myself talking about Christ with my brothers, with you? I'm sure that the day you met the one who became your partner eventually, you went home excited. Am I going home excited today because I have encountered the living God, the God for whom I live, the God who gives meaning to my life, the God that says, don't be afraid of suffering. It has meaning because I gave meaning to suffering. I made it a redeeming suffering. Suffering for suffering's sake has no meaning. It's a negative. But the suffering united to Christ's suffering becomes a redeeming suffering. It does have a meaning. Oftentimes, we do encounter suffering in our life. It's part of being human. Do I complain to God, or would I dare to say, Lord, thank you for allowing me to be part of your suffering? Then my suffering, your suffering, has a meaning, has a value, because it's united to his suffering. Today we rejoice. He is risen. We sing. Did I rise? And if I did I encounter him? And as I go home today, do I have the courage to share the good news He is alive. I have seen him. In the readings today we heard, he has appeared to Peter. Peter, the one who had denied him. Do I encounter him today to the point of saying, Lord, without you, my life has no meaning. Keep me close to you, faithful to you, so that I can bring to the world a message of hope, a message of joy, a message of resurrection. God bless you.